Stephen Mosher, Waive China's Sovereign Immunity in the U.S., Seize Its Assets. By Robert Krajicek on April 10, 2020. The United States should seize China's U.S.-based assets and remove the one-party state's sovereign immunity in response to China's negligence related to the coronavirus outbreak, advised Stephen Mosher, expert on China and author of Bully of Asia, Why China's Dream is the New Threat to World Order. Offering his remarks on Thursday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight with host Rebecca Mansour and special guest host Ed Martin, Mosher said, "We need to move forward on the International Criminal Court and The Hague and file formal charges against China. We also need to waive China's sovereign immunity in the United States and take away the assets of Chinese government and the Chinese companies that operate in the United States." Mosher added, "We also ought to allow private citizens to sue the government of China who suffered losses because of this. We ought to do this in conjunction with our allies as well around the world." Listen. Representative Lance Gooden, RTX, recently proposed legislation to allow the Department of Justice, DOJ, to investigate China for potential release of a biological weapon reaching American soil. His proposed bill would amend the Foreign Sovereign Immunity Act to allow the DOJ to investigate the origins of the coronavirus pandemic and grant jurisdiction to U.S. courts over the matter, allowing the DOJ to file claims against the Chinese Communist Party in America. Mosher also called for reparations to be collected from China by the U.S. and other countries affected by the coronavirus. "I think we have to move forward on a lot of fronts," Mosher said. "Take the Belt and Road Initiative, for example. China has built roads and ports and other infrastructure projects in countries around the world, and it has given loans to countries to build those projects, which of course are built by Chinese military construction battalions who are paid out of the loan, so China gets paid twice, right?" Countries involved with China's One Belt, One Road initiative should refuse to repay loans extended to them by China as compensation for the one-party state's responsibility for the coronavirus pandemic, determined Mosher. Mosher remarked, "China loans Kenya money to build the railroad. And then Kenya turns around and takes the loan to pay the Chinese construction workers who built it. So the money comes back to China and then they have to pay back the loan. But what Kenya should do, and what all the countries on the Belt and Road should do, is say to China, we have suffered $100 billion, or $500 billion, whatever the case may be, in losses because of the Chinese coronavirus. And so we're not going to pay you back your loan and we're not going to allow you to expropriate the port and the railroad that you built. We're just going to default on the loan, and you can like it or lump it, but that's what's going to happen." On Wednesday, Gordon Chang called for America to coordinate with allies to seize China's holdings of U.S. Treasury obligations, as well as the obligations from the treasuries of other countries, as compensation for the one-party state's misconduct in causing the viral outbreak. "I think the United States should seize China's holdings of U.S. treasuries," he said. "The coronavirus epidemic presents an opportunity to end totalitarianism in China," estimated Mosher. "I think we ought to be moving forward on six or seven fronts and put as much pressure on the Chinese Communist Party and its leaders at this point in time as possible," Mosher stated. "These regimes appear almost invincible from the outside. They're like diamonds. Very, very hard, but a proper blow from a hammer struck at just the right angle can shatter a diamond into a thousand pieces." Mosher concluded, "Who would have thought the Soviet Union would have collapsed? And yet we brought enough pressure on them at a key point in time, so that happened. It can happen in China, too, and for the good of the world. And for the good of the Chinese people, it has to happen sooner rather than later." Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot Channel 125 weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern or 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.